What's it all for?
Various artists.
Georgia Arnold is a Tamaki-based multidisciplinary artist working intuitively across a range of mediums including drawing, ceramics, painting, metalwork and sculpture. In her current exhibition at Melanie Roger Gallery Retreat, Arnold draws inspiration from her time spent house-sitting in Pukekohe, letting semi-rural surroundings, new routines and everyday encounters inform the direction of a new body of mixed-media drawings and sandcast charms, using her art-making as an escape from conflict and a canvas for healing. The works embrace the chaos, tension for messy, expressive and loud autobiography, obscuring the subjects of her introspection in the process. So I've had a corridor with Georgia Arnold about retreat and her overall practice.
Kia ora, I'm Georgia. I am kind of a maker that works in quite a few different mediums. So yeah, I do a lot of drawing, painting, some ceramics, metalwork and a bit of installation as well. So yeah, I do like to work in a lot of kind of mediums, and I feel like I'm kind of exploring like myself and like my place in the world, and it feels like quite kind of personal work where I'm like, yeah, kind of checking in with myself and yeah.
Very immersive.
Yeah.
Moving on to talking a bit more specifically about this exhibition. Mm. This body of work currently showing in your solo exhibition Retreat at Melanie Roger Gallery was primarily made during your time house-sitting at your dad's place in Pukekohe. I guess speaking to the exhibition's title, it does feel like there are these kind of personal and homely references that come through the works. How did this environment and idea of retreat direct your creative interests or process within the series?
Mm. Yeah, it's really interesting for like titling works or like your bodies of works. I feel like it comes quite late for me. Like I tend to kind of work backwards with like a kind of making forward practice where I kind of make to figure out things, and then it's kind of afterwards that I've kind of been able to sit with the body of work or with the feelings around the work that I can kind of title it. And I feel like, yeah, retreat really sort of encapsulated the feelings of the work and sort of being based out south. I feel like, yeah, retreat felt quite perfect just because it was kind of like, it's a word you can kind of retreat from battles and conflict and kind of prioritizing your like safety or something in that way. And I feel like it's been quite a like chaotic year, and I've sort of kind of tried to do a lot of things to sort of make myself like feel safe and all right. And I feel like actually like my art making practice has sort of been something that I've used to, I found it quite challenging. It's kind of like, can I make art that like comforts myself, or can I make art to work through difficult feelings and situations, and kind of showing up and making work despite just feeling like you're on kind of shaky ground. So I feel like that aspect of retreat, yeah, felt very relevant. And I think it's also kind of connected to like going on a retreat or like taking yourself out of your normal environment in order to be with yourself or process things. So yeah, I quite liked how this word kind of sat on the fence between, yeah, kind of going away from conflict and also sort of taking care of yourself and taking time. So yeah, I'd spent 6 months house sitting in Pukekohe at my dad's place, and he was like road tripping the South Island at the time, and so I was walking the dog and kind of looking after the place, and I ended up kind of like gardening a lot as well to kind of really feel settled, because I think I'm not used to like moving around quite so much. And yeah, it took a while for me to feel settled and able to make work. So I started kind of making work just doing small A4 drawings at night, because it's what felt like easiest and most comfortable to me. So I think, yeah, those feelings of comfort and kind of dealing with difficult emotions is definitely present in the work. And yeah, like changing sort of family relationships and changing relationships and to space and kind of living in your home that doesn't feel like your home, and yeah, lots of kind of things to do with that.
Hmm.
Yeah,
I think that's, yeah, really beautiful the way that you've used your art making as a way to process these things in your personal life. And it's always so important to come back to those, I guess, places of maybe more peace and solitude when you're feeling so chaotic in other spaces in your life.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, it is peace and solitude, but I think definitely like the chaotic energy and like the mark making and the, I feel like, yeah, that comes through in the works as well. Like, there is often this kind of, like, buzz of anxiety, I feel like, behind the images. So, yeah, kind of that peaceful, maybe scenes and imagery, but definitely kind of battling with this sort of chaotic mark-making energy. Yeah.
Put it all on the page.
Yeah.
Something that really stood out to me with this show is the way that you've presented these larger works. Rather than a standard stretch canvas, you've tacked the canvas to these boards beneath, creating these wavy-like borders and tensions, allowing the backing boards to be just as much a part of the work as the canvas. Talk to me a bit about this choice. What is your thought process behind this mode of presentation, and what did that process of presentation look like?
Yeah, I was really excited about this mode of presentation, actually. I think because I like to treat a lot of what I do as kind of drawing, that even when I'm working on canvas, I like to kind of make it feel more like a drawing. And I think in the past I have kind of worked on stretch canvas, and I get a little bit frustrated with the fact that I can't kind of work quite hard on it. And I found that if I stapled work to the wall or to like wooden panels, I was able to kind of treat it more like paper and it to feel more like a drawing. And I think in exposing the edges of the sort of process of making the work, it felt really exciting to me. I think I always like to have the final presentation kind of link back through to the process of how the work was made, because I've kind of presented work in the past with this sort of like studio logic of like, if I've used pin boards and like pin drawings to them before, or I've had works kind of hanging, and just playing around with those kind of presentation methods that feel like they link to how I work. And so for this show I pinned works to this wooden board that echoed how the works were made. So I had stapled them to wooden board, kind of gessoed them, and then they kind of shrunk back into their own sort of tension as a piece, and then worked on it. And I wanted to bring that presentation method into the final way that the work was kind of framed, I guess. So I had a mate in film who actually managed to get me a whole lot of wood, so he was getting the kind of offcuts from the film industry that they weren't using, like they were just kind of chucking them away. So I feel like he was quite like the backbone almost of the show, and able to like providing me with all of this wood that was like perfectly good to use. So that was awesome. So instead of kind of keeping the staples though, I decided to use these tacks, and I tacked the canvas to the board, and it almost felt like, I don't know, kind of piercing the imagery too. And my sister brought up an interesting point. She sort of said that they almost feel like kind of stretched skins in a way. Like there's like a kind of uncomfortableness to it. But an uncomfortable kind of feeling to the kind of tensions of the work being displayed. But also, I quite like the kind of decorative border of it. Like I quite like, I don't know, doing borders around like books or something when you're a kid, or like fences around like the mini ones in gardens and stuff like that. Like quite, exposing that sort of frayed decorative edge of the process.
For sure. I think it's so effective, and I love that it provides more of an insight into that process. And I'm such a fan of seeing different ways that an artist can explore presentation with a canvas, and seeing how far you can stretch that and move that. I love it. As you mentioned at the beginning, you do work across a variety of mediums: drawings, ceramics, painting, metalwork, and sculpture. And for this show, you've got both these mixed media drawings on canvas, as well as these smaller aluminium open sandcast charms, which are scattered around the work in the window, as well as one solo within the gallery space. How do you kind of see these two sides of your practice interacting with each other within the space?
I think that's such a great question. I like to sort of explore working with different materials, and often kind of at once within a body of work, I'll be kind of exploring those ideas through different mediums. And so although it started off with kind of drawings on paper and then them growing to these drawings on canvas, I sort of reconnected with a foundry that I've worked with out West Auckland and wanted to make these charms. It's kind of come from an impulse to like scale up some of the charms that I've made for jewellery in the past, and The story's often been, for me, kind of like a good luck necklace or something before I do a mural, or I've given it to my sister before she's gone overseas, or given it to my mum. Like, it's still kind of quite, like, I don't know, like, in the family or whatever at this stage, like, it's this work that feels quite, like, special to me, and like they sort of hold energy or something, and yeah, that they help me to make work in a way. So I think it's quite cool to be making these jewelry pieces that they feel like they hold the energy that like helps me to make work and to get it ready to kind of be shown and be presented. And so yeah, scaling up these charms was super fun because you're sort of digging into this sand and kind of carving out imagery literally, which is, I feel like, sort of something that I do with paper, just that sort of feeling of kind of, yeah, mining for this imagery. And so to kind of physically be digging it out, I feel like, is such a tactile way of making images. So, yeah, I find that really interesting, and how that is still, it feels like drawing to me. And so to present the works, the metal works, alongside the drawing together felt important. Yeah, I had presented them together before in like a mural work where I'd painted a mural and I had some metal works sitting on top of them. And for this show, I was actually going to kind of take that logic of like piercing the images with these tacks sort of further and then maybe like add them to the works as kind of charms, or like, I don't know, dress them up for being presented in the city. I kind of thought that it was this funny thing that I sort of wanted to do. But I think I decided that they didn't need to be attached to the works themselves. Like, I feel like the works were, they felt like they were finished in and of themselves, but I still wanted them to be part of the process because I'd always kind of considered them with these drawings. And so at the show at Melanie Roger, they are shown kind of primarily in the window space, which I really like containers, like thinking about displaying work in containers, and like the drawing, the page is a container, or a table is a container, the room is a container, as ways of playing with installation. And so most of them are kind of trapped in this container with one of the paintings there that also kind of has these containers within it. So yeah, I feel like they're able to kind of, I don't know, welcome people into this space or something as well. And then there's one of them that's escaped kind of into the gallery space, and it's kind of in a nice kind of gap there between the works on canvas and the drawings. And yeah, I think I chose that one because it was the only one with legs, so like the only one that could like feasibly get out of the container and like work its way into the gallery space. So yeah, I think it's fun to kind of have those little touches and be a bit playful with your installation. Yeah,
for sure. I think it creates such a nice complementary relationship and interesting conversation within the space.
Mm.
Your drawing practice does tend to explore this kind of playful tension between embracing the potential for these messy, expressive and loud mark makings while also depicting imagery. In terms of subject matter, although often obscured, what do you kind of find yourself interested in exploring in your practice?
Yeah, I think the fact that it is obscured is really important. Mm. I think kind of without like obscuring it, I'd find it hard to make imagery. Like the fact that it is obscured, I like to kind of hold the mark making and the imagery on kind of equal planes. So you're kind of working with the impulses of the materials, the impulses of the marks and the impulses of like the maker or the imagery that's wanting to come out. So yeah, I think the obscuring is important and almost, yeah, tricks me into making work. So I am sort of, yeah, sitting down and starting to draw these things, and I'm not sure kind of what's going to emerge. So I like to hold it quite lightly in terms of the image making. Like, I think sometimes there's more of like a narrative or a feeling or something that I'm kind of keeping in the back of my mind, but also a lot of the time I think drawing and making work for me is a practice of checking in with myself, and it can be something that I don't think I have to have these sort of clear intentions in order to make work. It's something that kind of clarity is kind of like created or something through making the work, but also keeping it so ambiguous. I think like going through art school, I feel like clarity of expression is something that's really prioritized in making kind of the idea of a resolved work. And I always really struggled with that. I think that I always liked kind of the scenic route to an idea or an image, and like, yeah, keeping these loose ends or elements of process within the final work. But I think in this show specifically, the imagery is definitely kind of connected to myself and my like inner and outer world. So yeah, I was like, you know, walking my dog and that kind of features, or feelings of like, I don't know, smelling cut grass or something out in Puke, like the kind of landscape of it. And then also those like relationships with myself and making work and family and yeah, all of those kind of difficult and interesting and fun and lovely things. Yeah.
And you have such a beautiful way of explaining that. I really like the way you said a scenic route to the kind of imagery, and I think that's such a interesting way about approaching it. And I guess that leads on quite well to my next question, because I'd love to hear a little bit more about your process specifically. I did read that there is maybe an element of mind wandering and flitting between relinquishing and retaining conscious control while drawing. Are you able to talk me through a little bit more about your process as a maker? Does it tend to look quite different depending on the medium you're working with in the moment as well?
Yeah, I think sort of how we were talking about before, I consider like all of these things as drawing, kind of despite what kind of physical medium or whatever they are. So I feel like there is like a comfortability when I'm calling all of these things drawing for myself to kind of retain a similar approach depending on what I'm working with. But that's kind of what I'm taking to it. But what the materials are taking to it is something different as well. So yeah, when I'm working with sand casting, which I love so much, you've got like the kind of like grit of the material is at a larger scale. So instead of working with like graphite or inks, you're working with actual like sand particles that you can kind of feel, or you're pushing, and you're thinking about how like the molten aluminium's gonna flow. So you're kind of considering the materials and how they work and how they feel as you're making the work. So I think in terms of the like mind wandering aspects of the work, I think it's in that same vein of kind of trying to hold like image making or art making lightly, and just having it as something for me that like opens up a space rather than it's this kind of destination of a certain like image that I'm wanting to achieve, or a story that I'm wanting to achieve, or a certain series of a certain number. Like it's like keeping it open in the way that like a blank page is open. And I think I really like drawing on paper and A4 paper for that, because it seems like the most like natural and easy way to be making an image. I think maybe it's because I'm more practiced with it as well, but I'm able to just sit in front of that and have some materials around me, and then kind of intuitively I'll pick up a colour, and then I'm able to check in with myself in order to be like, okay, what colour's next? And it happens and kind of builds quite naturally. And often the practice of drawing for me is kind of knowing when to stop. Like I feel like there are so many drawings that feel quite kind of gorgeous and open, like they have these like almost portals back to the start of the image where you have like the blank paper or the blank canvas still visible. There's these others that feel almost like overcooked in a way where they're like really densely layered and are charged with this kind of overdoing. Yeah, so I think drawings on paper are kind of really beautiful for that, and I was trying to take that energy through to the canvas works and treat them in a similar way. But yeah, I find I've done like oil painting before, and that's really I find it quite tricky, I think, because I'm like quite an impatient like fast maker that when I'm working with that, it can get quite like muddled and quite liquid because it's like the nature of the material, whereas like the drawing and those kind of dry mediums that I can do washes and stuff after, but kind of builds up and you have like this gorgeous kind of scaffolding of the imagery that I think you can see like the layers of how it's been created.
That is so beautiful to hear you talk through that process more. It's such a gorgeous exhibition, and beautiful work.
I just want to say thanks. Thanks to BFN.
Good. Shout out
thanks
BFN.
To you. Yeah, and thanks to Melanie Roger and my family. So my dad, who like let me stay at his place and work in his bedroom and turn that into my studio. And yeah, my boyfriend Finn helped me heaps, and my mum and my sister as well, especially for that like final push, getting it all done. Yeah.
Community effort.
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah.
That was artist Georgia Arnold speaking with Soph about her show Retreat, which is currently on at Melanie Roger Gallery until the 29th of November.